Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Returning from a week's adjournment and turning into the home straight for the final sitting period this year, National celebrated 4 years on the government benches by continuing to blame Labor for causing all its problems. On Tuesday, though, the Prime Minister, John Key, went too far.
What is true is that there was a global financial crisis that we inherited from Labor, and that had a big impact on the economy.
Just to be sure, Greens co-leader Russell Norman asked Mr. Key to repeat that.
Is the Prime Minister saying he inherited a global financial crisis from the Labor government?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, part of it, yes, because after 5 years...
Mr. Key refused to accept Russell Norman's figures, showing a loss of some 30,000 manufacturing jobs over the past 4 years.
What is true is that manufacturing was hit in the economic crisis that we inherited from Labor in 2008, and over the last three odd years it's been pretty constant.
John Key continued to attack Labor in answer to this question from their leader, David Shearer.
How many houses does he guarantee will be built as a result of his government's package that he announced on the 29th of October?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, more than the number that Labor will produce in Auckland.
Calls for an actual number were punctuated by interjections from Labor backbencher David Clark, who finally copped it from the Speaker.
Would the foghorn at the back please desist from his interjections?
Lockwood Smith's request came as a surprise to David Clark.
With respect, Mr. Speaker, my interjections today have been rare. That I believe Order. Is my third today Order. In the whole of question time,
Order.
Mr. Speaker.
Now look, this is getting beyond a joke.
Not for the Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I have enormous sympathy with the member. He's not the only David sitting in the back row that wants to make a noise and be the leader.
Of delight to his backbenchers, Mr. Key's reference to Labor's leadership was also behind Stephen Joyce's use of patsy questions to extract maximum political mileage from Wednesday's Hobbit premiere in Wellington.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, may I be the first to wish you a happy Hobbit Day and say that New Zealand has a vibrant screen industry. Hobbit films have led to around 3,000 jobs to date. 93,000 hotel beds have been occupied. 1,800 rental cars. Government realised the benefits that would come from making these films in this country and is proud to have actively supported The Hobbit from the very beginning.
Mr. Joyce then turned to his backbench to take this question from National's Tohanere.
What reports has he seen about other potential productions we might see in New Zealand?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr. Speaker, word has reached me of a drama that is currently playing out, which might be suited to the big screen, or perhaps go straight to DVD. In this particular performance, it's a very similar movie, the fellowship is led by a...
With Labor MPs shouting out the title of Nicky Hager's book about National's 2005 election campaign, in which Mr. Joyce played a leading role, there was this request from their chief whip, Chris Hipkins.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to table a DVD copy of a film called The Hollow Men, showing that it's already made it to the big screen.
What a...
Back to the Prime Minister's use of question time to attack Labor, this time on National's home insulation record.
In the last 4 years, this government's insulated 188,500 homes. Let's compare it to the previous Labor government that insulated 4,000.
Order. Order. It would now be quite helpful for the Prime Minister to actually answer the question.
There were also questions from Mr. Key about the government's deal with China Southern Airlines to fast-track visas for their wealthy passengers, although the Prime Minister brushed aside allegations by Winston Peters that the deal set a dangerous precedent. The New Zealand First Leader was able to pursue the topic when he led off Wednesday's general debate.
Mr. Speaker.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Mr. Speaker, the backroom deal with China Southern Airlines should set alarm bells ringing loud and clear. We used to have an enviable record of probity and transparency. That counts for nothing with this government.
Mr. Peters and New Zealand First were joined by all other parties except National, ACT and United Future in voting against the government's bill restricting the activities of local councils. While in the committee rooms, a leading law academic, Professor Philip Joseph of Canterbury University, suggested that Parliament should overrule a court decision threatening the parliamentary privilege of free speech.
I have taken the view alongside the clerk that I think it's time now for the House to take its own remedial action by way of legislation.
Professor Philip Joseph talking to the Privileges Committee and ending this summary of the week in the House. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.